Well, welcome back to another edition of Hi Haters. I am Uncle Chaps. Kate's going to be joining me in a minute, but this episode is going to be brought to you by our friends at 4Hem. 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35. The thing is, when you start to notice hair loss, it's just a little bit too late. It's easier to keep your hair you have than replace the hair that you've already lost. It's that hairline that slowly starts to move back. If you've ever seen my widow's peak, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I want my widow peak to stop in its tracks, and 4Hems is helping that. It actually hasn't retreated like the Germans in World War II in a long time. Call to order. What you have to do is to get this is my listeners get a free trial month of 4Hems for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4Hems.com/haters. That's 4Hems, FORHIMS.com/haters. 4Hems.com/haters. It's not only hair loss stuff. It's skincare, sexual wellness, like boner pills and what have you. You're going to love it. Let's go.
Hi, Hira. How you doing? Long time no see. Yeah.
Hi, Hira. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing. Hi, Hira. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing. Hi,
Hira. Well, Catherine, we are back, and I'm in San Antonio, you are in New York. Our trip to San Francisco is over, it's done with, and we had a wonderful time. What a wonderful time we had.
I am already missing the weather, because it is so humid and gross. That there was the strongest wind blowing in New York City today, but it didn't help at all. I was standing on the subway platform, like that Missy Elliott video with my shirt all puffed up, but it was no relief.
Yeah, I did the same exact thing whenever I was here. I took McCartney to school today, and it was fine this morning. It was like in the 80s. Still, brand new, right at the brand new part of the day. 7 o'clock in the morning, taking her to school, and it was a good 30 degrees hotter than the hottest part of the time that we were in San Francisco. Now, when I went to go pick her up this afternoon, I got in my truck, cranked it up. It's at 113 degrees inside.
Oh, that is bad news. I will say slightly good news. Speaking of getting back in your car, I was extremely pleased to see that my car was still here. I was afraid this was my first time.
Yeah, it didn't get stolen. Yeah.
It didn't get stolen. It didn't get towed. It didn't get a ticket. So now when I come back from work tonight, it might be gone. But yeah, that was one big plus of this whole trip, besides the trip itself, is that my car is still here.
Yeah, we had a great time. America didn't end up winning, but we found a new love for our country, and it is the country of Fiji.
Fiji.
They are pals. We love Fiji. We're big time Fiji people.
They were probably, I would say there were more Fiji fans there than U.S. fans, at least in the parking lot when we first rolled in. There were Fiji flags just flying. Every car that was coming into the lot was Fiji. The wildest tailgate I saw was a Fiji tailgate. They had, what, drums? Giant maracas.
The drummers.
All kinds of food, electric guitar.
Smelled so good.
Yeah, it looked amazing. And they invited us right over. The guy with the huge handle of, what's that liquor? Whatever. It was a huge handle
Fireball.
Of liquor. Fireball, that's right. But oh my gosh, all day long, that was the most fun group. And
it really was.
New Zealand won, and Fiji was still pumped about it because they're neighbors. And I hate to admit this, I had to look up where Fiji was on a map today.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the Fiji people said. I said, who have you rooting for if Fiji lost? And they were like, we're either rooting for Samoa or New Zealand. We're going to root for somebody in the islands. They're just all about their little island group, and they wanted to be hanging out and be champions because that's what they're known for. I mean, they are known for rugby, and they had a great time doing it. It was a fun trip. But I did have my incredible FOMO happened. I usually don't have FOMO. I think I'm like over FOMO because so many things happen within the Barstool world. While I'm down here in Texas, there's always shit going on in the office. I think I've had basically, are you familiar with the term in psychology, exposure therapy?
No.
So exposure therapy basically means like if you get exposed to a stimuli for so long that you no longer are aroused or taken aback by that stimuli.
So like
so
if
they
I...
use it a lot of times in mental health. Yeah.
Okay. Like if I walk by Niagara Falls every day, it's not interesting to me anymore. It's like, eh. That kind
right,
of thing?
Exactly. If you're scared of cats and every day you walk into a room full of cats, eventually you won't be scared of cats because you have exposure therapy to that cat.
All right.
I have had that with FOMO with working at the Barstool office because people are always doing cool shit. They're going different places. I mean, for fuck's sake, we had Ron and Caleb in France and Paris for the middle of the World Cup whenever they won the World Cup. But I had FOMO for the entirety of Twitter whenever we were on our way back. And that was because Tiger Woods was doing his damn thing and I was going to miss it.
That's right. We flew during prime Tiger time. So you couldn't get in on it.
Prime Tiger time. No. And I was getting on my plane at like the 13th. He was on the 13th hole, was charging. I think he was actually in the lead at the time. And I knew I wasn't going to have internet for a while. I knew I was going to have any TV. And I was thinking, if I miss Tiger Woods winning his first major in a long time, I am going to be so sad because you can never get those retweets and likes back. You can never get them back.
Well, that's why he lost, I think. I think he knew that you weren't going to be there for it. And he said, you know what? I'll take one for the team. And I think that that heckler was in on it, too. I think they knew, let's save one for Chaps. And so they lost.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
One lady that we visited in San Francisco, we didn't really visit her. Dallas Braden was nice enough to have us down in really cool seats. We were really good seats. But there was a woman that was I was sitting behind. And because she was an old woman, she had her cell phone font on insanely big. It looked like one of the old books that you would read, like a kindergartner or something like that. And over her shoulder, I was reading her texts because they were insanely racist memes that were being shared back and forth between her friends. Like they had President Obama dressed as like a monkey. They had like all these Iran memes. They had Hillary Clinton with a bomb going up her ass that said like cunt was written on the bomb. And I was like, wow.
Oh, I am
100% all in on reading people's phones from behind them.
Because they looked like, you nudged me, they looked like the cutest little old ladies of all time. Like Laverne and Shirley.
They did. They looked like they would sing in church. Yeah.
They looked so sweet and so cute. So when Chaps nudged me to be like, look at these ladies, look at what they're looking at. I was like, oh, I'm like in my mind, there's going to be pictures of the grandkids or something cute. And instead we're like, you are actually bad. Oh my God. Yeah, that was.
And I've always kind of shied away from reading people's text messages or reading over their shoulder. I'm all in on it now. I can't get enough of reading over their shoulders.
And
I'm going to be doing it all the time.
They had like the Jitterbug Plus, the widescreen with the, you're right, it was like super zoomed in on it. And yeah, have you ever had that happen where like you were looking at something and you didn't realize that other people could see it or?
Yeah. So there was a time. It was one time my wife and I were going on our honeymoon. And because we lived separately whenever we were first dating and everything.
Not living in
she
sin.
She would send me like explicit pictures of herself occasionally, and I would store those like any good person would do on the privacy of my laptop. But back in the day, if you plugged in your phone to your computer to charge it, then iPhotos would pop up. So when iPhotos popped up, when I opened up my computer, because my phone was also connected to charge, there was pictures of my new wife, all naked as what have you, like completely birthday suit right out there for the whole world to see on my 19-inch laptop.
Oh, shit. Was this on the plane?
And she was not. Yeah, I was like right on the plane. We were in seat 3. I was sitting in the aisle seat. So basically everybody in the aisle could see what was going on with everything with my wife. And she slammed down my computer. She's like, what the fuck is your problem? And I was like, I'm just trying to watch a movie because I was going to connect and watch a movie on there that I had downloaded. And she was like, I am completely naked on your computer and the entire plane just saw my butthole.
Oh, so. free drinks for row 3. They're crushing it right now. Oh, that's unlucky.
Not the best way to start. And then a few hours later, I forgot her birthday. So it wasn't like the best first 12 hours that I could have had as a husband.
Yeah, that does not sound like it went well. I've had a couple times when I was in Afghanistan, a contractor handed me his phone to look at pictures of his kid. Oh, look at these pictures of my son. And it was not pictures of his son. It was pictures of his wife. And I was like, here you go, buddy. Oh, great boobs on her, by the way. Nicely done. But yeah, that's happened a couple times. And even though I don't have anything like that bad or crazy on my cell phone, I still get weird when someone's swiping through my pictures. And the general rule is, if someone hands you their phone, you look at what they gave you to look at. Don't swipe. But there's assholes out there who just act innocent and start swiping, like, oh, you didn't want me to keep
Yeah,
going.
Like, have you seen that viral video of the dude, like, the girl asked him, like, take a picture of me and my boyfriend, and he hits, instead of the camera, when it's open, you hit the little square with the picture.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, hold on, and he's just going through the different ones with his right hand.
No, I didn't
that
see that.
That is a bold, bold move.
Oh, that is a bold, bad move. Yeah, that's always, and especially for us in our line of work, I look up the weirdest stuff, and to me, taking a screenshot is my, like, memento notebook. So the weird, weird stuff I find online, I screenshot it instead of writing about it or sending myself the link or whatever. That's what I do. So if you were to go through, I know you have some super weird ones too, but yeah, I definitely have some very bizarre things. Especially when I was, like, looking up World Cup babies and, like, so I went over to the sex museum. So before I did, I'm, like, screenshotting all this wacky stuff. And, yeah, so definitely don't go through
people's
phones.
I have on mine, I have, like, micro penises. I have people's ball sacks. I have, like, big cows shitting on little cows. I have photos of, like, people sticking their hands up cows' butts to check to see if they're pregnant. I have all kinds of stuff. What I don't have on my phone is the, like, one of our, one of the people on Twitter who, as soon as you fly, you know, you lose connection for a bit.
Yeah.
And it used to be where you didn't have Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi on a phone is a relatively, or on the plane, is a relatively new thing. Do you remember the story of Justine Seiko?
Oh, yes, I sure do. My God.
Tell us about old Justine.
God, this happened. I remember learning about it in my public relations class in college. So this happened a while ago. But this woman was on an 11-hour flight from London to Cape Town, and during those 11 hours where she didn't have internet, she went completely viral and lost her job because right before takeoff, she tweeted, "Going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding. I'm white." Now, oh my God. She should be friends with those women at the ballpark that we were hanging out with, that we were not hanging out with. They were just in front of us that we were lurking on.
And she didn't have very many followers when she did this either.
Nope. And by the time she landed, she had a whole lot of, I don't know, followers, but she had a whole lot of people tweeting at her, a whole lot of attention.
She got ratioed, basically.
Yep. And I believe she was also in PR, I think. I think that was a very, I know she's spoken out since and I haven't checked it out, but my God. And there's got to be plenty more cases like that.
Have you ever tweeted something, sat your phone down and came back a couple hours later and you're like, oh shit, I did not expect that to happen?
Nothing in particular. The first time before I had many followers at all, somebody, I think a news site, found an old picture of President Obama wearing traditional Muslim garb. And it was like Fox News or something. It was like unbelievable. It was like something like that. So I tweeted a picture of myself wearing a Swiss cheese costume that I wore for Halloween once. And they were saying he had close ties to the Muslim Brotherhood or something. And I'm like, Kate has close ties to cheddar cheese or something like that, to Swiss cheese. And I didn't think much of it. And I came back and I had like 10,000 likes and like 700 retweets. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize that I just wanted to share my cheese costume. But, and I just shared that cheese costume again in a blog recently. I love that cheese costume. Just throwing that out there.
It sounds like a great costume.
It was. My slutty cheese costume.
Ugh. I had that one time when I first got like notoriety on the internet or whatever. I acted like I was Adam Schefter, and I used to do it all the time. And then once during free agency, I said that Olivier Vernon was signing with the Jaguars and like made this contract number up and everything and put my phone down or turned it off and went, not turned it off, but just got out of Twitter and drove to pick up my daughter, which takes me like 25 minutes. And by the time I got back home and looked at Twitter again, my picture, like they were talking about it on ESPN, like it was going crazy viral.
Oh shit!
And I was like, oh my God, man, I'm just so glad that I didn't have that experience when you wake up and everybody's like, you racist fucking bitch.
Oh
like,
yeah,
going to Africa. Hope I don't get AIDS. Just kidding. I'm white. My experience logging back on, your experience logging back on, was much different than old Justine's.
Oh yeah, I think the one relief, I tweet a lot of dumb things, but I don't tweet anything like that because I don't think like that. So thank God that's never a concern that I have. But yeah, there's a lot of people out there who I'm sure. I'm like mom mode with my
And she didn't land. It was an 11-hour flight. Like she didn't even land for 11 hours. So she didn't even know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would have been even better for her if she was taking off, lost control, and then it like went into data real quick again, and then she saw all the outrage tweets start to happen.
And then have to
and
sit
then
there
you have
through
to be
it.
In the air for 11 hours.
Oh, God.
That would be the longest flight.
Yep.
Good God.
There's a show called This Is Not Happening that was on Comedy Central, and this one girl talks about she like flies. She tells her boyfriend, well, she was trying to make him her boyfriend, and she's like, I'm flying to England to like win you over. And then I guess the last thing she saw was him being like, no, don't do that, as the plane was taking off. Like, she had that whole flight to think about it on the way over. Like, whoops, this is a huge mistake.
Very much that Ross and Rachel moment where she doesn't want him to leave. And then she gives him, there's probably, I can think of like not only the social media aspect of it, but just people touching your technology in general is very nerve-wracking. Not even just to get on like your phone or looking at your pictures, but when somebody else uses your internet browser.
Oh, yeah.
My mom came to Virginia once and she was going to go look at something. And so she was like, have you seen this video of my pastor, blah, 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 or this guy that sings at her church that she really liked? And I was like, I don't think so. And so she was like, well, let me see your computer. I'll do it. And so she put in you, and the very first autocorrect that came up was you porn.
I already know this, yeah.
And her face got like beet red, and so did mine. And luckily, she didn't press enter because it would take you to like your suggested or favorite ones.
Oh,
and
God.
Your mom knowing like the genre that you enjoy is not the best. That wouldn't be the best.
And even still, like I was looking up porn stuff for here the other day, looking up the 2017 stats of Pornhub or something like that, and that leads you down some rabbit holes, and like who knows who's gonna get on and blah blah blah, because yeah, even if you don't have anything that crazy, it is so nerve-wracking. Ugh. Delete
and
that.
I had another experience that without my mom, but she found Victoria's Secret magazines under my bed.
Ooh,
whenever I was little.
Oh, that
so
is
she's no my mom knows I've been masturbating for a long time.
She knows you got a healthy appetite for the old, huh?
Because before that, she saw me. I had Sarah Michelle Gellar's picture on a printout, and my mom walked in, and she saw the Sarah Michelle Gellar. I had drawn the actual like nipples and stuff on Sarah Michelle Gellar when she was wearing a shirt.
Oh, God. I have never, my JTT poster remained untouched as a kid, but my goodness.
Yeah, draw a big old dong on him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, delete. I've seen these, you know, those medical bracelets that are like, I'm O positive or I'm diabetic. I've seen them. They make them that just say delete my browser history. So,
yeah.
Invest in those.
We definitely need those.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, come back and join us on the radio show tonight. We'll be on there from 10 to midnight on the East Coast. I don't know the West Coast. But my time zone are all fucked up. I was bragging so much when we were in San Francisco about not having jet lag. Now that I'm back, I definitely have it.
Yep.
I have jet lag brain for sure. I don't know if you do as well, because your travel day seemed like it was like 18 hours yesterday. It seemed like a long time. But we'll be back with another podcast on Thursday. We'll see you then. Bye, haters.
Bye, haters.